I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Palestinian officials today reacted angrily to the publication of leaked documents. They're allegedly confidential internal papers generated by Palestinian peace negotiators. The 1,600 records were obtained by Al Jazeera and shared with The Guardian newspaper in Britain. The Guardian calls it the biggest documentary leak in the history of the Middle East conflict and the most comprehensive exposure of the inside story of a decade of failed negotiations. The documents are written in English, the lingua franca of Israeli-Palestinian diplomacy. They are said to reveal substantial concessions the Palestinians were willing to make to the Israelis. We'll hear from both sides of the divide in a few minutes, but first we go to Ian Black, The Guardian's Middle East editor, who co-authored the story about the documents.
The most significant revelation in these papers is that in May 2008, when negotiations were going on very intensively between the two sides, the Palestinians accepted that in the event of an overall peace settlement, the Israelis could annex all the settlements that have been built around East Jerusalem since the 1967 war, all but one, that is, in the immediate Jerusalem area. That issue has been much discussed over many years of negotiation, but this is the first time we have heard, it was never published before, that the Palestinians actually made this unprecedented offer, which was immediately rejected by the Israeli side, by the then foreign minister Tzipi Livni. And there are other revelations to come, which we will be publishing in the coming days, on the refugee question.
Right. We'll get to some of the other revelations in a bit. First, though, I mean, Palestinian officials say these documents are a distortion of the truth. How do we know these documents are real?
Well, The Guardian has made every effort to authenticate the documents. We've spoken to people who wrote some of them. We've spoken to other sources from the worlds of diplomacy and intelligence who are in a position to judge. I noticed in the last couple of hours an Israeli official who was involved in the negotiations has confirmed, as we believe, that they are 100% accurate. So we have no doubt about the accuracy of them. It was to be expected, I guess, that the Palestinian Authority would react badly to the publication. It is embarrassing for them. But I think that sort of reaction was always likely to come.
Who would leak these documents?
We are sharing the documents with Al Jazeera, who obtained them. So there's really nothing I can usefully say about where they came from. But I don't think you need to be a graduate student in Middle Eastern politics to work out that most of them come, they all of them come, in fact, from the Palestinian side in the conflict. And it's no secret that there are plenty of Palestinians who are very unhappy with the way the negotiations have been going, have been conducted, and have achieved very little. It's clear that the people who perhaps will feel most vindicated by the appearance of these documents will be Hamas, the Islamist Palestinian movement, which of course does not believe in negotiations with Israel and still supports the idea of armed resistance to Israeli occupation. But there are other Palestinians too who certainly wouldn't support Hamas, who believe that the Palestinian Authority has lost its way. And clearly there's something wrong with an endless process that doesn't show any sign of producing results. It's really effectively dead. President Obama's attempts to get the negotiations going, trying to agree a settlement freeze by the Israelis that would allow the talks to carry on, has failed. So the documents that we're publishing here really shed light on that process. But the grim picture is not really very new.
Ian, The Guardian is going to publish more stories, as you said, over the course of the week. Can you give us a little look ahead as to what other revelations are going to come out?
We're going to be publishing some material on some of the very sensitive issues in dispute between the two sides. So there's material on the Palestinian refugee question, highly sensitive point. The Palestinians have always demanded the right of return of refugees who lost their homes in the wars of 1948 and 1967. There are some documents that deal with negotiating positions on linked issues like Arab citizens of Israel and Israeli proposals for putting them into the peace settlement. There's the issue of the Jewish state, a demand by the current Israeli government for recognition, explicit recognition by the Palestinians of its status. And we look in detail, and very interesting detail, at the Obama years, particularly the year of 2009. High hopes, great expectations that the new president was going to be the American president who really would engage with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. seize the bull by the horns and succeed. Now, we know that that hasn't happened, and we can see in really riveting detail some of the private exchanges around American attempts under Obama to get things going, the difficulties they encountered. And that brings us up, not exactly to the present day, but it's all got a pretty familiar feel to it, and it's a pretty bleak picture.
That was The Guardian's Middle East editor, Ian Black.